listen while you list. VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that's so eBay, it streams red, blue, yellow, and green. Now, here's Griff.
This segment is brought to you by 6bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, managing eBay listings, or right from your desktop on eBay. Success is measured by sales. So how do you build those into a thriving business? With us now to answer that question is Marcia Collier. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller, Marcia underscore C. She's the best-selling author of the eBay and Social Media for Dummies series, and she's on virtually everyone's list of social media influencers, Marcia. So we have a bunch of tips that we want to get through, and we should start right off. Thank you for joining us. What's your number one tip?
Hiya, Griff. Number one tip, you know, now that we can do good till canceled, you might be putting things up for sale that it's not selling. It's not selling. You get the little notice, it's not selling. Why don't you change it? And you go, I can't change it. Or you go to, you know, what am I going to change? So take a look at those listings. If you ignore your business, it's not going to thrive. Take a look at listings that aren't selling. See what you can do. I'm not saying 2 weeks after you list them. I'm saying, you know, you have it up there 3 months, nothing's happening. Why? Is there a reason? Is there something missing from your listing? Believe it or not, I sold something last month that I had had on eBay for a year and a half.
Wow.
It was just waiting for that one customer. And
sure.
I knew that person would come. So you have to be strong in knowing that your keywords in your title are distinct and are going to describe the item that the person's going to want. So review them, add more pictures, take a look. I use Google a lot. See how it's pictured in other places and take that same picture. Don't steal the picture. Take that same picture with your camera.
What's the best way to check your new listings?
Hi, Lee.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Okay. When you put up a batch of new listings, you know, wait a while, go eat lunch. Then come back, and I use Chrome. A lot of people use Chrome. And if you click the three dots in the upper right-hand corner, you can open an incognito window. Now, what does an incognito window do? You're incognito. Your browser, wherever you're going on the web, they don't know who you are. So go to eBay. Just go to eBay.com. Do not sign in. Search the keywords for your item and see where it comes up in search. These days, items show up really quickly. But if you're not close to the top, or if you're not on the first page, or you don't even see it at all, go back to your regular browser window. Take a look at maybe what you're missing. Look at the ones that are highly ranked and see what are they doing that you're not doing. That's the key. And a lot of other things come into it. You know, top-rated seller status, free shipping. A lot of different things come into it. But be sure you put in your item. Remember, Griff, item description, those little keywords, the UPC number, the fabric, the size,
sure.
Where
yeah.
It comes from. I've found that the more of those that you put in, I know it sounds like baloney, but it seems to make a big difference.
Oh, it does.
Let's go back to the incognito window for a moment because I'm learning all kinds of new things today. I just pressed on the three little dots. And I see where you can press on incognito.
New incognito window.
Yeah. And so what does that do exactly?
Okay. So if you go to eBay.com in that window, eBay won't know it's you.
Oh.
Your regular browser has cookies. And an incognito window does not carry your cookies. Now, that would work going to any website when you're researching prices or you don't want people to know who you are. Or, you know, you're
really?
Looking at something.
Did you know this, Griff?
I did, but...
I bet you did.
I did, yeah. I try to spend my entire life incognito these days. So.
Those sunglasses are so cool.
Yeah, they thank you. I got them on eBay, of course.
Of course.
That's right.
Of course.
So, okay, the incognito window, I didn't know about that. It's
thank
a
heavens you tune
thing.
Into eBay Radio.
It's
Lee.
A stealth thing.
Right?
Yeah.
You learn things here.
Okay. So do collectible and unique items need extra consideration in your opinion, Marcia?
Well, yeah. I mean, for example, I'm about to list, and I've got it in my hand. It's about a 34-inch novelty drink plastic thingy in the shape of a woman's leg covered in a netted stock, a fishnet stocking, in a black stiletto. It's got a straw.
You're so classy, babe.
It is classy, but it's perfect for eBay. And I know, Griff, you're going to want this, but you probably have one.
One? I own two of them. I'm walking on them right now.
It's from Hamburger Mary's in Tampa. And, you know, what are the keywords I'm going to describe this as? I look on eBay. Nobody's selling it. I look on the Internet. Nobody's got it, but a few people have it on their Pinterest. Take a look at Pinterest for your keywords. See what people have described it as on Pinterest.
Is super gay one of the words?
No, I don't.
You know, I just also looked up leg lamp. I know this isn't a lamp.
Right.
But it's that kind of thing. It's that kind of thing.
Yeah, I was going to use that. Christmas story leg.
Yes.
You could say.
Oh, you could say that. Sure, yeah.
Because it is. It's like the iconic Christmas story leg. And
does it come from Fragile?
But it's not a leg lamp, though. It's just the leg.
Yes, we have to say it's Fragile.
It's Fragile. It's from Fragile in Italy.
That's right. So you have to, you know, go other places. Don't just search eBay when you're researching your collectibles. You have to go to other places, and I found Pinterest to be a great resource.
Oh, see? You learned something new.
Fishnet leg. Fishnet leg. Ooh. Okay.
Calm down, girl.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
I'm going to be listing that, but, you know, it took me a way to figure out how I was going to ship it, too, because it's kind of unique.
So, Marcia, what do you consider when you're making the free shipping decision for a listing?
This has gotten a little more complex. And over the years, I mean, we've been selling on eBay, Griff, what, over 20 years now?
Well, 50 years, I think, between us. So, no.
I think it must be. You know, you have to start, don't let your listings get stale. Don't let your shipping get stale. Constantly look at what's new. Bubble wrap is a big thing. How about a combo of bubble wrap? And I keep a roll of corrugated cardboard here.
Oh, a corrugated, roll.
That's right.
You
it's
can
a
buy
roll.
It in a roll. Yeah.
Yes, so that you can wrap said stockinged leg in bubble wrap. Then wrap it in corrugated cardboard, and you've made a custom package for this item.
And best of all, no one can see what it is.
That's true.
Yeah.
But the point is, you want to pay as little for shipping, and boxes are heavy. Also consider returns. If somebody says, I really pictured this leg to be different, and they want to send it back.
I thought it would be shaved.
Actually, it's clear. But the point is, they're going to want to return it. You want to give them something they can return it in safely. And also, that, you know, is not going to cost you an arm and a leg.
Yes.
Because I don't know if eBay requires, because I've never returned anything myself, it to be shipped back in the same way as it was sent.
Well, we recommend it. We recommend it, and many sellers, myself included, will remind the buyer to hold on to the packing material because they can use it for sending the item back.
Good idea, good idea. Yeah, because a lot of times things will come back priority mail, and you're stuck for that when you've sent it out, you know, parcel post.
Right. If you're using the eBay system will not charge the seller any more for shipping than what they paid to ship it in the first place.
Excellent. And that's a good tip to remember, too. We need to bring these things out, Griff.
Well, we do, yeah.
We're speaking with Marcia Collier, top-rated seller, Marcia_C. She's also the best-selling author of the eBay and Social Media for Dummies series. She's virtually on everyone's list of social media influencers. and we love her dearly, and she's been coming on this show for many, many years.
Marcia, how many titles do you have now? Just with the dummy series, how many titles?
Well, I know it's exceeded 50, so I kind of gave up counting because eBay's all over the world. I have my eBay for Dummies books translated into Chinese, Italian, Spanish, French, German.
Wow.
They're all over the world. I work with an author in the other country, and when I have a chapter on shipping in USPS,
sure.
They, you know, we'll go together and we'll do it for the shipping in their country. And my fourth edition of eBay Business All-in-One for Dummies is out. It's doing very well, and it gives you all the details you need in one place, in an indexed book. It's almost better than Google. So you know the rules, regulations, licenses, taxes, all the information you need to run your business and
what about,
where to buy merchandise.
What about social media, promoting your listings on social media? Good idea or pain in the neck, too much trouble?
Well, I think it's a great idea. When you don't, first of all, when you meet another eBay seller on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
follow them. I've followed all the guests that are on the show today, and I tweeted their names in a tweet. Now, whether they respond to me is maybe not going to happen. You can make your Twitter settings so you know when someone tweets about you, but make it a community on Twitter and talk to each other. Don't just list one item. Check this out. Check this out. I just listed this. You want to see.
I know. That's the worst.
Right?
I told you that for a while, one person who misunderstood, I got every single listing that she put up. If she put up seven listings that day, I got email.
Yeesh.
See, this is what you don't want to do because you're just alienating people. When you do it with my method, you make friends with them. You talk to them maybe once a month. They may share your items to their audience.
Marcia, you're our friend for life. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Marcia. We really appreciate you coming in. This segment was brought to you by 6bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings from your desktop. Up next, 5 things to include in every listing. It's eBay Radio.
Don't miss this year's eBay Open Seller Celebration. July 24th through the 26th at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. You'll learn, network, meet eBay executives and employees, and party down with your eBay tribe. It's education, information, and inspiration you can't get anywhere else. Spaces are limited and going fast, so register now and book your hotel room at ebayopen.com. That's ebayopen.com.
You've already got your favorite color and favorite song. Now, WorthPoint wants to be your favorite eBay market research tool by letting you play favorites. With WorthPoint, you can save your favorite collectibles, antiques, and art with a single click. Whether they're your sold items or someone else's, you can save favorite listings, too, as many as you want. For the length of your membership, they'll disappear from eBay, but you can see them on WorthPoint for years to come. You can also save your favorite marks from WorthPoint's huge database, as well as your favorite books from their digital reference library. You can even save your favorite searches, making research faster and easier than ever. It's no wonder that WorthPoint is a favorite with eBay sellers. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com. That's WorthPoint.com.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required at Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
It's time for the pomp and circumstance to commence. Graduation is one of the year's biggest retail moments and one of your biggest selling opportunities. Graduation gifts can span the gamut of new to thrifted items. So weed through your death piles and pull anything a June grad might enjoy. And graduation isn't just for high school and college anymore. Kids now graduate from kindergarten on. So list items for youngins of all ages. eBay will be marketing around graduation too, so take advantage of the extra traffic they'll be sending your way. Create promotions, then get the word out via social media and your store newsletter.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.